June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, Nation. We're having fun watching the College World Series, Arkansas against Murray State. This guy, Gage Wood, is having the day of his life as he's got a no-hitter going. He's a bottom of the eighth, two out, throwing heat, struck out 14 guys. Is the only folly is, oh, my goodness. Hello, Uncle Charlie.
K's now.
Yes, sir. That was a hell of a pitch. And now that's 16 strikeouts through eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much C4 do you think's run through his veins right now?
Dude, I think he's dry scooping between pitches.
Yeah, he's fired up.
My
that
goodness.
Dude's not blinking.
His dad's got the, if you notice, his dad's got the plastic helmet like you get at helmet day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, all fans 14 and under get a free helmet. He's got one of those on today.
I bet it had the beer thing on it, too, but the wife made it. Made him it take
looks
it
like,
off.
Yeah, it looks like he might have got the
Waterboy
like
helmet.
The guy just coming in, put that thing away.
Yeah, but it might look like the kind you get the ice cream in, the soft serve ice cream.
Could
kind
be
of big, oh, nice. The big ice cream.
But that'd be a big out. One. That's the full size.
Oh, you
that's,
need one. That's what you
that's
need.
Full gallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Segments the scene. We'll keep you updated on this. It is pretty cool sports TV because you can see the adrenaline just coursing through his veins at an epic level. Like if you didn't know, and you just saw a video of this guy on TV right now, you'd think someone had just shot him up with liquid adrenaline.
I need him to fall apart in the bottom of the ninth though.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean,
you're a Murray State fan.
Well, I want to see Arkansas out of this thing. I think Arkansas is one of the better teams in the. You know, I'm just to, you know me. I'm trying to get the path of least resistance for LSU.
I hear you.
To deal with, you know, and not that Murray is any bad team or anything like that, but Arkansas is. You know, their number one pitcher was just bad the other day against LSU, but ever since then they have gotten outstanding bullpen, and then. Today with this guy, with him going, I mean, he coming out of the loser's bracket, the one thing you worry about is always using up all your pitching. And here's Arkansas potentially not having to use any extra pitchers.
It's impressive. So he'll go for the no-hitter here coming up in the bottom of the ninth. They are leading 3-0. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Okay, the C-note, every day at this time, we look at the Cowboys headlines and Twitter activity. A Bleacher Report says Dak's contract is the second worst in the league. Do you agree? You know, they're looking at the guarantees on the contract and the injuries and his cap hit compared to the best players at the quarterback position. It's $5 million more than the second spot. And, you know, they say his value is second worst behind only Deshaun Watson. And, you know, I'll be honest, I think it's true, but it's definitely not something you can criticize Dak about. I think this is on the front office. But beyond that, I think this is you can overcome it. Like, is it a little bit unnecessary? Yes. But it shouldn't stop you from trying to accomplish all your goals. It's, you know, an extra $5 to $10 million that maybe a better negotiating team would have avoided.
Yeah.
It's a player, you know, or two.
Well, I mean, you can't blame the player. I mean, he went and asked for this, and his agent was able to negotiate that. I mean, I think the first thing you said was this one's clearly on the front office.
Yeah.
But can you work around it? I mean, now it's – I don't know. It seems like it's only kind of getting worse for the Cowboys. It seems like that every contract that they have now is almost a max deal, you know, or near the top for that position.
This is the second one since Zeke, or maybe it's the third, that has been so much more than any other team did for the position, and it stayed that way with Zeke's for like 4 years. You know, it's about to stay this way with Dax for a second year.
We always talk about, you know, the our little catchphrases in radio when we go, Well, in 2 years, that contract will be obsolete. Kind of, you know, that thing will be, no, you don't have to worry about it. This is one that might hang around a while.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Nuts. I haven't heard that nice little catchphrase everybody likes to throw out there.
No.
You're like, well, just wait. The contract will get passed here. Like some quarterbacks that are clearly better than Dak are taking less money.
That's what's the interesting part, too. It's not just, it's the next guy, so here we go. Oh, they're not going to give Tua that much money or whatever. This is Josh Allen. This is Joe Burrow. These are guys that are clearly better. And Lamar Jackson not getting that.
Yeah. And Dak's ranked somewhere between like 8th and 17th if you look on these quarterback rankings, you know, and he's making the absolute most. I think there's something to it. I'm surprised because I did see some bloggers and some social mediaers out there saying, oh, this is BS. That's hating on Dak.
What's BS?
That it's the second worst contract in football.
Oh, I see.
Well, it is. It's looking like a bad contract. And again, that's not Dak's fault. Go ahead and get your money. And at the time, I think we were all thinking like, all right, this is what it is. This is the price of doing business to get your franchise quarterback. Dak's going to get 60, but then Burrow's going to get 62. Josh Allen will come in a few years later. He's going to get 65. The problem is nobody else has come close to 60. It's like 55 is what Josh Allen just got. So now the contract is aging horribly. The $40 million one he signed, it worked like that. Sure. He was the highest paid, and then at the end of it, he's like 10th or 12th.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But this one's not going
that
way.
There was that nice little catchphrase we use on the radio, like, oh, just wait a little bit. You know, it'll pass. It'll be fine. And in 3 years, we'll all be happy that he signed this. And you're like, well, I just don't get the feeling. That one.
I don't understand the argument against it being one of the worst contracts in the league. He's the highest paid player, and he just got injured. He played 7 games.
Yeah, you know, I think there's ways to justify it and be in support of Dak. Like, hey, you could still win if you build a good enough team around him. He's way better than Watson. He's better than Tua. He's better than any of the quarterbacks on this list. And I think if you approach it from that perspective, like, I don't want to say it is a bad contract because I feel like you're still getting winning football out of him. Runner-up MVP in 2023. So, like, I mean, there's a lot of contracts out there on players who aren't going to help you win, and Dak is going to help you win. But I think the way that it was structured with all of the guarantees, now his injury situation, and how he played in 2024 is a big component here as well. If that's Dak, then it is a horrible contract. Mm-hmm. You know, if Dak is 2023, then it's a 10% overpay and something you can manage because he's your guy. I guess that's the way I'd look at it.
Sure.
Yeah, and even then, you're hoping that, 2023, we always talk about, they beat up bad teams.
Yeah.
That's kind of been the MO of this entire era of any time they've had really awesome seasons. You can look at it and break it down. It's like, yeah, they beat up on what was a terrible NFC East division, and anytime they play playoff teams, they would, for the most part, get hammered pretty hard.
They got 2 wins that year against playoff teams. I think it was the Rams at home, as the Rams were barely a playoff team, and the Eagles at home.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Usually split with.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe the Detroit game, that was a crazy
Detroit,
ending.
Yeah. Seattle, Seattle was like a half game out. They were a decent football team, but yeah.
But this year, you have a pretty difficult schedule.
Yeah, you do. You have a very difficult schedule this year. You're going to have to really, really earn it and maybe hope your division isn't as tough as it might be on paper. Let me add to this. You know, I think we need Shoddy or somebody new to effectively teach the Cowboys how to be a championship front office, because I think like they're stuck in their ways and the light bulbs isn't coming on like this should be fixed. Like, this article coming out should be embarrassing, right? And I don't know if anybody up there at the Star is making that push to get in front of the Jones boys with, holy crap, the way we negotiate contracts is, you know, costing us an opportunity here. This Dak thing is massive. You said it's a player. It could be a couple of players.
Yeah, I think the toothpaste is out of the tube. You know, you've got, as long as you have a high profile player that plays for the Dallas Cowboys, there's no there's no reason to be aggressive about doing this. There's just none, because you just wait them out, you know, just wait them out. And I think this is something that is unfortunate for them. I think this is now why you're starting to see the frustration in Stephen Jones, because they've had numerous contracts that have been negotiated, held out, then just caved on, you know, and in order to get them done. And they won't get the benefit of a doubt of a deal anymore. They did on Osa. They did on Osa, but everything else is pretty much top of the line, top of the dollar stuff that you're going to have to pay.
They won't drop their hammer, which is, I mean, they always say we want players that want to be Cowboys and are willing to take a little bit less to work with us. If they don't, those are the players that you trade or let go.
Right.
And then you're going to find out real quickly who wants to be here. But their refusal to like say, okay, I guess you don't want to be a Cowboy, bye. You know, other than players who are old or, you know, for whatever reason they have to move on from, but anybody they want to keep, they're not really negotiating. They're actually trying to negotiate like it's a family and hoping the other guy is just cool back to you.
Yeah.
But they're not being cool back enough. So you got to trade those guys.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the agents notice that and start playing you for the sucker you are.
This is why I guarantee you, this is why Stephen Jones does not want to answer any more questions, because he knows exactly where the corner he's been painted into. And a lot of it is self-inflicted.
Yeah, there's painted himself into that.
Do you think Dad's making him keep star players for their name recognition, and he wants to let these guys go and play back, but it's Dad's business model to...
The first one that they could have moved on from was Dak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you wonder when that all went down, you wonder who was involved with that one. You know, to me, I was starting to hear some whispers that they were going to move on from him, you know, but you just wonder who stepped in. I guarantee you somebody got to Jerry and told him like, hey, you know, man, you're talking about not paying Dak Prescott. What are you, crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You remember in the early 2000s when you didn't have a quarterback? You crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody got to Jerry on that one, because that could have been the one that could have turned the tide in a way of how they do business differently.
Elsewhere here in the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening, where every day we look at headlines and tweets going viral. Miles Garrett's come out in support of Micah Parsons and his holdout. When you see someone like Micah who works as hard as he does, it's clear he deserves every bit of what he's asking for. Were you laughing at the idea of Micah working hard, Brian?
Oh, I think that Micah works hard on his own. I think there's some things that he does. I don't think he's necessarily interested in being around here working really hard. You know, I think he's got people. I think Micah likes to travel around and see people and work out with people. He likes to, you know, like, hey, what are you doing down in Jacksonville? Okay, man, I'll see you down there tomorrow. Work out for a couple of days. Hey, what are you doing? I'm out here in Arizona. Okay, I'll see you in a couple of days. I think Micah, I don't think he wants to be just tied to one program and it just, you know, and the regimen of that, of having to go through and do the same things. I think Micah likes to travel around and see what other people are doing. And that way, maybe he's not under the eye of the strength coaches for the Cowboys. You know, he can kind of do what he feels like he needs to do without having that scrutiny. Like, Micah, you need to, like, the squat rack. You know, you need to get in there a couple of times and do that. You know, no, I don't need to. I'm just going to go to Tokyo and sumo wrestle a guy and do that.
Pick and choose what I'm doing.
The Cowboys, I do content while I'm working out. The Cowboys haven't had a great reputation in those NFLPA surveys, and that has been about not having enough staff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they feel like there are programs outside of this building that I'd love the Cowboys to do more of, and I got to go elsewhere to get them. I would just say, if you want to be a team leader, go do those, but then, you know, also be here and respectfully decline, you know, any training or any therapies that you don't want. But I mean, like, being there and being present is what, you know, this team needs more than any other season. Blogging the Boys just did a series, Why They Will and Why They Won't Win the East. And the first thing is coaching turnover. You need to be there learning how to run the plays, and for your teammates to know when and where you're going to arrive. You need to get all those angles and your footwork lined up perfectly, and give your teammates a chance with you, the catalyst that's going to make everything different, to get their reps and timing down with you there. And you took that away from your team. So, and I would say Jerry Jones is taking that away from the team with his BS negotiating tactics.
Totally agree. They don't seem to put much stock into their superstar players being there during the springtime. They chalk it up like it's like this is just is just for the rookies. And this is just for the young guys. Really doesn't matter.
CD said it himself. It hurt. It was a problem last year. It hurt him. I mean, there's no way to replicate being there with your teammates. And now it's tough because, I mean,
CD was smart. He knew the best way to get his money was to hold out.
Right. Well, so now what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Either Mike is just too much of a competitor and he says, screw this, I'm still going to go. Or if you're David Mulligetta, it's like I was saying on Friday, I got no reason to pick up the phone and call you guys for everything you just started doing.
I do not feel like that Micah Parsons wants to be fined $50,000 a day while we're standing there watching practice in Oxnard. I think he will stand there and watch every single practice like he has been. But I think Micah Parsons likes money enough that he is not going to let them. He's not going to let them fine him $50,000 a day.
Great stuff. It is the G-Bag Nation's Cowboys news of the evening every afternoon at 3:20. Then we go to Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, is your team one of the overlooked teams heading into the 2025 season? We'll do that next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.